I want you, when you step on this magic carpet, to be able to transport anywhere you would like. Use your imagination, be filled in another world, be consumed by color, pattern, design, and having a good time. I am Candy Coated, formerly Candy Depew, and I am the artist of magic carpet. The rug or the carpet holds significance in many cultures throughout the world.
Carpets have been used as wall coverings, as floor coverings, as table coverings.
Something that you can use to carry traditions on, so using a piece of textile as a meeting point.
Carpets, they're woven in many different ways, sometimes knotted, sometimes tapestry woven. My name is Dillis Blum, and I'm Senior Curator of Costume and Textiles at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Rugs are passed down from families to generation to generation.
But they're all defined by their shape, which is usually a rectangle or a square. It's not endless. It sort of forces community. The idea is that everyone will be on the carpet rather than outside of the carpet.
Magic Carpet was commissioned by the Association for Public Art for the Oval for summer 2014. The Oval is a partnership between Philadelphia Parks and Recreation and Fairmount Park Conservancy. My name is Nicholas Cripple. I teach at Tyler School of Art, Temple University. Candy was a student of mine many years ago.
Well, Candy's really a multimedia artist, and she incorporates all kinds of materials.
There's paint, large printed stickers, nylon lanterns, chalk, stencil, and then other things like water misters, ping pong tables, all these kinds of furniture that's placed on top.
She works across a lot of different mediums and disciplines,
including ceramics, screen printed textiles, painting. Everything's very spirited.
I think Candy's art makes people happy when they look at it. I think there's nothing down about it at all. It's all about beauty and color and pattern, and it has a lot of movement within it. It's so rich in all the layers that there's something in it for everyone to take a look at.
Candy takes from everything she sees.
Well, I love contemporary art. I love historical things. I love Victorian era things. I love all these styles, Art Deco.
It's really hard to peg her work into any one time and place. She really doesn't try and fit into any sort of movement or artwork that's going on.
As I was growing up, I was very interested in pattern and pretty colors and jewels and gems, and I collected quite a few vintage and antique jewelry from thrift stores and garage sales and would put all different genres and design eras in the same box. Normally things that wouldn't go together are put together and they just become very beautiful.
For Candy, art is a community experience.
Usually people don't know if they're allowed to be on a piece or if they're allowed to touch something, and it creates kind of a confusion, or they don't feel that they can interpret it or understand it or what they believe is correct. But this piece in particular is for everyone. You're actually inside walking on and being a part of the painting.
I think Candy wants people to appear to their inner child and to get them to start reacting to the world around them without sort of preconceived ideas of how they should react, and just being very spontaneous and to enjoy themselves.
I like to see the smiles on people's faces when they're appreciating something.